Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
I was calling something about having an i13 Pro cell phone. Is that up to date?
You enter a contest. The contest ends at the end of the month.
Yeah, but one of the messages I got, I'd already won it. They wanted shipping paper, and I posted that on my credit card.
Can I have your zip code, please?
What's that?
Your zip code.
I can't understand. Am I hearing it so bad?
Can I have your zip code, please?
30135.
And your name?
First name is Millard, M-I-L-L-A-R-D.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
First name is Millard, M-I-L-L-A-R-D. Middle initial F, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And I got a Roman numeral 3 after my name.
Yes, sir. I see an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Say again.
I see an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
3824 Coral, C-O-R-A-L, Lane, L-A-N-E, Douglasville, Georgia.
Yes, sir. So I see that you enter in the chance to win an iPhone. And by that, you enroll for the meal planning app, which is Smart Health Planner that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
I don't understand all that.
Sir?
You enter
in a chance to win an iPhone.
Well,
by
I didn't
doing
win
that,
it yet, right?
Yeah, you haven't won it. You're in the contest. The contest ends at the end of the month. By entering to win an iPhone, it enrolls you into the meal planning app, which is Smart Health Planner, that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
So I can cancel all that, right? Because I'd already been told I had won it, and apparently that's not the truth. So if I want to cancel, I can cancel, right?
Yes, sir. I can get that canceled for you.
Okay. Because they told me an untruth. They said I'd already won it, and I would have never gone on the line and posted the credit card if I had known they weren't telling the truth. You still there?
Yes, sir. I have your account canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Because I didn't know how much they were going to charge me or anything. When I looked at the thing that I had wanted, it said it needs shipping for $1 to $2. Well, that don't sound right either, you know? So,
$1 to $2?
Can that be a true shipping charge, a shipping fee of $2?
Yes, sir. They have some items that you can purchase for shipping for $1 to $2. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, what was it costing me to enter the contest? I didn't know what that was costing me.
That was for the meal plan.
That was for what?
The meal plan.
The meal plan?
Yes, sir.
You're like M-A-I-L?
M-E-A-L.
I don't understand that last word you said.
Meal plan.
Meal plan?
Yes.
Like M-E-A-L?
Yes.
What kind of meal is that? Who's it for?
It's a meal plan, sir. It's an app that helps you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
Oh, well, that's something to do with this flex card?
I'm not sure, sir.
I never heard of such confusing stuff. Yeah, just cancel it, because
it's canceled, sir.
Good, because I don't want to be part of something that I can't understand and don't even sound right. So, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.